We present My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Shryan. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Thank you. Thank you, and hello again. For the next half hour, it's My Music with the cast unchanged, which is good news, at any rate, for the cast. Ian Wallace partnering Dennis Norden, John Amis, and his partner, Frank Muir. Ian, you first, as usual. You've heard, no doubt, various pieces of music in your time called arabesque. Here's one I don't think you will have heard. Arabesque, composed by the son of a folk song collector who became a jazz band leader, who became a music critic, and an authority on opera. This is his arabesque.
Yes, not only did you give me some very nice clues in your preamble, but I even had a safety net sitting beside me, because we mouthed the name at one another. This is I don't know whether it's the son or the nephew of Herbert Hughes, who was the folk song collector and music critic. Spike Hughes.
Spike Hughes, yes. His arabesque. I'm happy to tell you, one of our regular listeners. I think he'll be surprised to hear one of his own compositions in the programme, but he does, I know, listen regularly to us.
And a great opera lover.
Oh, great, yes. Mm. Mark to you. Dennis Norden, you'll know the singer here, which is Frank Sinatra.
She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. Cause I've left that girl many times before.
Magic that man is. Mm-hmm. Who was the composer, Dennis, of that song?
That's one of the web's wonders. I once heard somebody ask me, as by the time I get to Felix, it's Jim Webb's.
That's if he kept on walking, of course. Yeah. Yes, Jim Webb, by the time I get to Phoenix, Arizona. Yeah, Mark to you. John Amis, for you, a brass fanfare. Mark, if you can tell me whose composition it was.
First, I thought it was blissful, and then I thought it was Waltonish.
No, not even Waltonesque. No, wrong nationality.
Oh.
Just a thought on his part, a sort of capriccio on the composer's part.
Capriccio, then it's probably what? Janáček?
No.
Oh, dear. Well, then it might be some pompous old bit of Richard Strauss.
Yes. Well, yes.
I didn't really know it, did I?
No, you didn't, did you?
No.
1864 to 1949, Richard Strauss first performed that fanfare in 1943. Well, you sort of get the mark, I suppose.
I see. Well,
Frank.
Yes.
A girl singer for you.
Numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend. Cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor. No one's ever gonna keep me down again.
Who's that, Frank?
slightly drowned by the orchestration.
Yes.
I have no idea.
Oh. Well, and your partner won't know, I think. He's milking the audience at the moment, trying to get a, trying
so
to get the word
beforehand
from the front row.
They're arid teats.
We know, Dennis, don't we?
Well, we're ready and able.
Yes, yes, ready and able to tell you. Helen Reddy, it was.
Singing, oh, good.
Singing the song, the great song of Women's Lib, I Am Strong, I Am Invincible, I Am Woman. A song which I'm delighted to tell you was written by Helen Reddy herself with the assistance of a man.
You would.
Ray Burton. You would be glad too. In recent years, at any rate here in Britain, and for all I know in some of the other countries in the world in which these programmes are heard, there's been a strong movement among what I would call the intelligent young towards medieval music. At any rate, music earlier than the 18th and 19th centuries, which is the more usual Western musical fare. Try some in my music, say some of our correspondents, and so we will. Ian Wallace, three performers are heard in this first recording, a singer and two instrumentalists. Which voice and which two instruments? Of the voice, the type of the voice.
Yes, I think, I think that's the clue to the voice in a way, because I think it's a countertenor.
That's right, yes.
Instruments. I would say there was a recorder there somewhere. The singer was so loud it was difficult sometimes to hear the instrument.
Yes.
Would it have been a lute?
Yes, it would. A lute. Recorder, lute, and countertenor singing. It was the Greyston Burgess group, and you get 2 marks out of 2. Dennis, this next piece was actually composed by King Henry VIII in the intervals of signing documents and dissolving monasteries. Can you name either the two types of instruments you hear, or perhaps rather more likely, the present-day equivalents, the instruments which they've become in our own day? Here we go.
That's the type of music favoured by what you call the intelligent young. I know somebody, a lady, who says that she always used to admire weak kings. And I think my sympathies are with the unintelligent young. I don't know who that... If Henry VIII, would it have been... It couldn't have been... sounded like Anne of Cleves and Catherine of Aragon playing the kazoo.
Actually, a crumhorn and the group of sackbuts. But I thought you might have guessed the modern equivalents. That piercing.
Well, there was brass. They would be brass, I should.
Yes,
think.
Yes, low brass.
Well,
help him, Ian. Did you think they sounded like
growl trombones?
Yes, trombones and the buzzy instrument that you said sounded like the kazoo.
Well, there's a sort of touch of the organ about that.
Well, yeah, only if it has an oboe stop.
Or a harmonica.
At the time. Yeah. Why don't you have 1.5 out of 2, I think?
I think we're very lucky, yeah.
Crumhorns became the oboe, sackbuts became the trombone, and there were a group of trombones there. John, this is a piece for harpsichord, and I think it's a real swinger. Littleton's Bad Penny Blues, I think.
Yeah.
The title, John, of that is My Lady Carey's Dump. Can you give me another example of a dump?
Yes, a dump is, in fact, down in the dumps.
Yes, a midi melancholy dance, usually,
right.
Yes. I had in mind Triste Dump in the Fitzwilliam Virginal book.
Oh, the old Fitzbill, yes.
You're quite right, though. You've got your 2 marks there.
Percy Shoals.
Scholes.
Describes.
Scholes, is it? Scholes, yeah.
Oh. I'll start again. Buffy's Girls. They're awful when you know words and you've never heard them pronounced. Buffy's Girls described or quoted a description of harpsichord music, and particularly applicable to that, as a tune played on a birdcage by a tuning fork.
Ning, yes.
Frank, a song. It's called I Am a Jolly Foster.
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 And have been many a long day.
And foster will I be. And foster will I be.
Frank, what is or was a foster that he should be so jolly?
It was somebody who gave sucker. It was somebody who fed things, as in foster father. He was also a forester.
Ah, yes.
Well, he could be called foster was a corruption of forester, but foster was really what the word's about.
Foster parents, yes. Yes, I was just inviting instant comments, which of course we got. The song actually goes on, wherefore should I hang up my bow upon the greenwood tree? I can bend and draw a bow and shoot well enough. I am a jolly foster. But you have 2 marks. And leading at this stage of the game by 0.5 mark, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. This next round is called The Name's the Same. Ian, can you think of 2 pianists, and I emphasise pianists, named Menuhin?
Hepzibah for one.
Yes.
Hear, hear.
yes. Bless you, it was the only comment, I think.
Hepzibah. Good luck.
Hepzibah. Another sister?
Yes, sir. Can't think of the other sister.
No. A son, then? A son? Yehudi's son?
Master Menuhin.
Well, 1 out of 2. Hepzibah Yalta and the son Jeremy. Dennis, can you name 2 band leaders called Ellington?
Well, the Duke, of course.
Yes, of course.
And Ray Ellington.
Yes, that's right. And you could have had Duke's son Mercer Ellington, who took over the band after Duke Ellington died. Ray Ellington, of course, isn't related to Duke, though people often call him Duke. John, can you turn your thoughts to the name Harrison and give me a conductor Harrison, a cellist Harrison, a Harrison composer, and a pianist Harrison? You'll get them, I think. Conductor Harrison...
Well, there was Julius Harrison.
Yes, Julius I had in mind.
Also a composer.
Cellist Harrison.
Beatrice Harrison, yes. The one who used to play to the Nightingales.
Friend of Delius, yes. A Harrison composer.
Julius Harrison.
Well, let's have a Harrison... I didn't say a
composer. You don't mean whose first name is Harrison, but... Yeah. I just wanted
to hear you say
it
again.
By mistake. It was
Harrison.
Awful.
His name is
Harrison Burt.
His name, folks, is Harrison Birdwhistle.
Yes.
And a pianist, Harrison?
Well, I have two pals, or at least I only have one of them now. One of them was Eric Harrison, marvellous pianist, yes. And the other is Sidney Harrison, who's one of the best broadcasters on music that I know.
That's right, a recitalist and teacher too. Frank, can you come up with 2 singers called Smith? lots to choose from.
Kate Smith.
Yes, that's right.
Muriel Smith.
That's right. Or Whispering Jack. Or Keeley. Or Bessie Smith.
And there was a chap...
Don't swamp me.
No.
There was a chap called Something Smith. Yeah. Did you ever know him?
That's right,
he
used
to do... He was known as Something Smith and the Redheads.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a lovely 30s name.
And in our naffy at Bridgnorth, there was Corporal Bing Smith. There are many more song titles than you might imagine that begin with the word and. Andy and Wallace, this is one of them. Attractive tune. Ian, what was it called? And for a second mark, who composed it?
It was called And Her Mother Came Too. And then there's a lovely bit of towards the end about And Her Brother Came Too.
That's right.
And it was composed... by Ivan Novello.
That's right, for a 1921 review called A to Z. 2 marks to you. Dennis, this song also begins with and. It's called And Roses, And Roses.
Roses, roses, roses. I think of the roses that bloom in the spring. Love is a wonderful thing. The rest of my life, it will bring me roses.
Tremendous vogue, that girl.
Yeah, had. Bossa Nova girl. Isn't
that's
it?
Right,
the
yes.
Stan Getz paper.
Her name?
Oh, golly, yeah. Was it? I just think it was the girl from Ipanema.
Well, I was going to ask you for your second mark, which seaside resort made her famous? So you've got that, Ipanema. The girl?
Something Gilberto.
Yes.
Astrid Gilberto.
Astrid Gilberto, yes. You worked your way to it. Very well, good. John, in your case, it's a song beginning with the German word for and, und. And tomorrow the sun will shine again, and on the path we walk in our happiness, the sun will unite us. Here's a four-note clue to which song I'm talking about. Do you know the song?
I think it's called Morgen.
Yes.
By Strauss.
Yes,
Richard
right.
Strauss.
That's right. Schumann actually set the same song. For your second mark, John, can you identify the singer who comes in rather later in the song?
Schumann to me.
Elizabeth?
Schumann.
No, the wrong
no.
Elizabeth.
Then it's Miss Schwarzkopf.
Schwarzkopf.
That
yes.
song taught me a very valuable lesson once. I was at a concert and I was just thinking, what an absolute piece of trash. I've heard it too often. Ugh. And there was a girl, young girl, sitting in front of me and the tears were pouring down her face.
Yes.
And I suddenly thought, you clot.
Yes. Very
somebody
valuable lesson.
Somebody is always hearing something for the first time.
Yes, yeah. That's true.
Valuable lesson.
I personally think that's one of the loveliest songs. What's so nice about it is that the way, because the first word is and, the way the line begins halfway through a phrase, and she sings it incomparably, I think, Schwarzkopf. 1.5 to you out of 2, because you had a dud start on the name of the girl. Frank, all these songs begin with and. Can you think of a couple more that start with the same word? Songs beginning with and.
And me down my walking
cane. Oh, dear.
Imagine this with one pair of eyes.
Yes.
And this is my beloved.
That's right, yes. Jolly good. He's away, folks, he's away. And the angels sing and the green grass grow all round and so on. Yes, Beatles, that's right. George Shearing wrote a tune which was rather nicely called And Then I Wrote, which is a nice title. And I thought I'd beat you to Ands Across the Sea.
I tell you one that somebody somewhere might be hearing for the first time. Do you remember one that went, she was no lady, and only me knows why.
Oh, yes. Yes. And only me knows why was the title, yes, it was.
Somewhere, oh, goodness, it tears was. Of course.
Round about the time of...
Some young girl's cheek.
Round about the time of Down on Jollity Farm, wasn't it? Round about that time, you know. The last round is always, by some sort of tradition, the one in which our contestants sing. Dennis first, then John, Frank, and finally Ian. All the songs this week are what might be called story songs. They have a strong plot, or at the very least a dramatic setting. Dennis, you have a girlfriend who wears plain white unprinted cloth, named after the town of Calicut on the Malabar coast. She lives in the Santa Fe region. Can you manage her song?
Not all of it. They have to guess the ending, yeah. Met a gal in calico down in Santa Fe. Used to be her Sunday beau till I rode away. Do I love her? Do I love her? Oh, yes, sirree. Will I get her? Will I get her? Just wait and see. I don't think we'll give the ending away, do you?
No, we ought to. It's a shame to tell him it was the butler that did it.
Yeah.
Not to give the game away. Yeah. John, you are about to throw yourself off the Ponte Vecchio, or so you threaten, in a song addressed to your daddy. Okay? I'll give you a chord. Yes, there, I'll give you a chord. Yeah.
That sounds a bit hard.
You can do it.
Can I?
Yeah.
O mio bambino caro, mi piace bello, bello, quando in porta rossa, andata da di di.
Better, better.
Sì, sì, ci voglio andare.
He could have been another Ann Ziegler and General Boone. I think we should point out that the laughter during that was not at the singing, but at the most eloquent acting and actions. With his hands, he was doing gestures that you only see at an Italian traffic jam.
And I think it also ought to be recorded that the tears were pouring down Frank's face.
You know, I...
His tears, not mine.
I once saw a performance of this. Wait for the laugh to die down. I once saw a performance of this, and Tito Gobbi was playing the part of the father, Giannis Kiki. And he was rather larking about. And I thought, well, you know, that's a bit much. Why is he doing that? And then when I went home and I looked at the score and I looked at the words of that aria that I've just been singing, and she's saying, you know, if you don't say yes, Daddy, to my marriage, I'm going to throw myself in the Arno. But she's singing it to music which is so smooth and nothing to do with anxiety or anything else. So that I thought, well, perhaps Tito Gobbi was right to lark about.
Yes.
Is she serious or is she not?
You were. You're very convincing. For a moment.
Thank you, Frank.
Postpone it how you may. The time has come for you to sing. She told you her age was the mid-20s with plenty of cash in the bank. Can you take up the story and can I find a key? Right.
She.
Where do you want to be?
She told me her age was 24, cash in the bank, she said she plenty. I, like a fool, believed it all. I was an MUG, a Trinity Church, I met me doom. Now I live in a top back room, up to me eyes in debt to plenty. That's what she's done for me.
Do you know a connection between that song and symphonic music?
No, Trinity Church.
No, do tell us.
Trinity Church, must
be. I'm glad you said
that. Oh, yes, I do. Yes, the rehearsal hall. the rehearsal hall for London's orchestras.
Yes, it's in Trinity Square, it's Trinity Church, and that's where this wedding took
or might have taken. True enough, yes, interesting. Ian, over to you finally for the story of Miss B. Allen of Scarlet Town.
Yes, now I hope all this ill-timed levity is going to cease, because this is a very serious. In Scarlet Town, where I was born, a pretty maid was dwelling, made all the youths cry well away. Her name was Barbara Allen. 'Twas in the merry month of May, when green buds they were swelling, young Jerry Grove on his deathbed lay for love of Barbara Allen. So slowly, slowly she came up, and slowly she came nigh him, and all she said when there she came, "Young man, I think you're dying."
And so another edition of My Music grinds to a halt. A victory this week. No, it isn't a victory at all. It's a tie. All four. Just a tie. Good night.
Taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis North. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race and the programme was produced by Tony Schreier.